The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It is currently 4 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Ines Raffay, and here are today's headlines. New warnings set on Airbnbs, doctors are losing patience with Quebec, and how serious is elderly abuse? Some Airbnbs are being used by street gangs as storage for weapons, drugs, and other illicit products. Others are being used for prostitution involving minors. Victor Schaefer has been looking into this story for us. Victor, how deep does this problem go?
Well, pretty deep, actually. While the use of Airbnb is diverse and varied, political analyst Robert Frank thinks that Airbnbs are a scapegoat for a much larger issue.
Money laundering in real estate can be a problem. Now, that is a much, much bigger problem than Airbnb, which is a side issue and can be dealt with quite easily.
He further adds that the real threat in terms of organized crime is real estate on a much larger scope than simply Airbnb.
What can the government do to help?
The government could try and do more to regulate the use of Airbnbs, or they could ban their use altogether. This is what Catherine Mercier, representative for Frappru, advocates for.
We should go more towards the prohibition, complete prohibition of the users of this platform and this form of renting apartments for really a short period of time.
How are Airbnbs impacting current and future tenants?
Catherine Mercier explained that the use of Airbnbs takes away possible affordable housing from number of big families. And she also adds that for current tenants, the cohabitation with Airbnb renters can prove to be difficult, since many tenants complain of the noise problems and that Airbnb renters are creating messes and leaving garbage in a lot of buildings.
Thank you. That was Victor Schaefer with us. A 9-year-old girl has succumbed to her injuries after a snowfall accident yesterday afternoon. The fort in the backyard of a Saint-Hubert home, over 200 kilometers away from Montreal, collapsed on the girl. The incident left her in critical condition. When first responders arrived at the scene, they attempted to revive her before taking her to a nearby hospital, where she was confirmed dead. A 7-year-old girl who was also playing in the fort made it out with non-life-threatening injuries. The federal government and Quebec announced a $955 million investment on sustainable farming through 2028. Jason Bryan Jean-Baptiste joined us from the Agricultural Center of Montreal, where the announcement was made, to give us more. Jason, what can you tell us about this new agreement?
In response to environmental change over the past few years and technological advancement in agriculture, the federal and provincial government decided to create a new program to support agricultural workers. Michael Bibeau, Minister of Agriculture in Canada, explained the administrative benefits of this measure during the conference.
The good employers, which are the vast majority of farmers and food processors, won't have to fill all the forms each and every year.
What is the impact of this announcement for farm workers?
They'll be provided with improved safety measures and work conditions. Furthermore, they'll receive more support to ensure that their practices are safe for the environment. Jean-Philippe Vermette, president of the Agricultural Center, gave me his perspective on which agricultural companies should be prioritized in this initiative.
Not about the larger of the businesses, but more about the willingness of these businesses to make a real change in the climate change challenge.
How is this investment going to be managed?
Quebec will invest over $367 million, and the federal government will add over $600 million. The launch of these new programs will begin during this next year.
Thank you, Jason. That was Jason live from the Agricultural Center of Montreal. Quebec's provincial government wants to impose new rules to enforce specialist doctors to take on more patients to reduce the waiting list. Not everyone seems to agree this measure will be effective. Salma Feljoui has the story for us.
According to our source, pediatrician Dr. Mohamed Ulman, specialist doctors disagree with those new rules and this government control. Dr. Ulman says he's conflicted. He doesn't think that the government will get away with it, and although he believes in bettering the healthcare system, he doesn't approve of their method. We do our best as specialists, like family doctors also do. There's nothing that should be imposed. I believe that the government probably has some good ideas, but I don't believe in forcing or pressuring specialists. We got to discuss everything calmly with the government and the Specialist Doctors Federation. Apparently, it's not just specialist doctors who seem to be against the new rules the government wants to instore. Even political analyst Robert Frank has doubts about the efficiency of the new rules. He believes that this is just a way to find a solution to a problem without actually trying to fix the bigger issue.
The government's approach is to try and deal with demand by placing orders on doctors and not really grappling with the problem that's existed for more than a half century, which is the lack of supply. The medical colleges are simply not turning out enough physicians and enough physicians who are specialists who meet the demand that is there. Simply ordering people to perform a certain number of encounters with patients is only going to reduce quality.
For Concordia News, I'm Salma Ferjioui.
Quebec maple syrup producers are asking for the provincial government to put out a plan so that they can use more public land for production. They have been waiting for a year and a half and are pressing for action as global syrup demands increase. Currently, 20% of the syrup is extracted from public land. However, within the next decades, the number needs to hit 30%, or about five times the size of the island of Montreal, to meet the industry's needs. Nearly 40,000 refugees cross the border at Roxham Road every year. But now that crossing has been closed, how will that affect refugees? Maria Sholokova spoke to Shelley Capagnola, executive director at Compass Refugee Center, on whether or not the deal endangers migrants.
Canada has signed on to international law to uphold people's right to seek asylum. Mm-hmm. And so anything that Canada does or anything that the United States does to prevent that ability is a violation of something we've agreed to.
And do you think that the government should have consulted more immigration groups and refugee centers before making such an important decision?
More a concern around the global movement of people. A very political decision was made. And I think they should have considered what would happen by enforcing this across the entire country and recognize that the danger to people now is going to be increased, not decreased, because people are making a claim for a reason and they will continue to do so, but now are going to be enforced into more dangerous situations.
Do you think this border crossing will stop people from coming over the border or just encourage them to do it illegally?
What it will do is encourage them to find means to find the safety that they need, and that there will be others who will act illegally, taking advantage of that, so smugglers and exploiters, in order to misinform them.
Is the problem with the refugee migration partially due to the government taking too long to give refugee status?
No, the problem with people needing to seek refuge in any one country is because we're in a world that doesn't treat people properly. And no matter how long that process takes in order to determine someone's credibility in terms of their claim, that does not change the global circumstances that people mm-hmm. are at risk.
That was Maria Sholokova speaking with Executive Director of Compass Refugee Center, Shelley Campagnola. If you have grandparents or loved ones in long-term care facilities, make sure you check up on them. Elderly abuse has become a major issue throughout the province. The Order of Psychologists of Quebec has launched a new initiative to help combat physiological abuse of the elderly. Lucas Marsh has a story for us.
Starting today, Quebecers looking to educate themselves about the effect of aging on the brain can now go to All Fin du Temps. The website is the latest initiative started by the Order of Psychologists of Quebec to help combat elderly abuse in the province. The issue has The issue has spread throughout the public's consciousness in recent years, with reports of psychological abuse of the elderly increasing. Despite this increased coverage, Executive Director of Ivermectin, Sherry McLeod, says the issue of elderly abuse remains drastically underreported.
The level of vulnerability of people experiencing elder abuse is very high, and so they go to great pains to hide it.
Sherry McLeod says that those who are in a state of dependency, either on personal caregivers or private institutions like long-term care facilities, are the most at risk of experiencing elderly abuse.
Generally, people who are very dependent, in a very dependent situation, they're either dependent financially, they're dependent physically, in terms of their housing, you know, even it can be an emotional dependency where the person who the abuser is very manipulative.
For Concordia News, I'm Lucas Marsh.
New English Elementary School is set to open in 2024 in the regions of Lanaudière and Laurentians. The Sir Wilfrid Laurier School Board announced the project will cost $27 million and the school will accommodate kids with special needs. The establishment will welcome about 400 students and is expected to help reduce the overcrowding in four other English schools in the area. The two regions' population has been the fastest growing in the province since 2018. Sam Burns claims the WGC Dell Technologies match play. LeBron returns from injury, and the Boston Bruins get a shootout win over the Carolina Hurricanes. He's Ravina Sagantiuk with all your sports news.
Russ can end it with speed, comes in between the rings, and he'll score! And Boston will take the extra point.
Bruins' David Pastrnak scored first in the first period of last night's game against the Hurricanes. The game intensifies in the third period when the Hurricanes had an impressive comeback, bringing the score to 3-3. The game then headed to shootouts where Jake DeBrusk helped Boston secure a 57th win this season.
In the hands of DeMar DeRozan, he got covered by Levine. Levine, long three, got it! Zach Levine, a huge triple!
LeBron scored 19 points for the Lakers in his first game back since his foot injury. It wasn't enough to beat the Bulls. Zach LaVine scored 32 points to help Chicago beat Los Angeles at 118-108. There are only four teams left in marching madness as the Miami Hurricanes beat the Texas Longhorns yesterday. Jordan Miller scored 27 points, a team high for the Hurricanes, who defeated the Longhorns 88-81, securing a spot in the Final Four against the University of Connecticut.
And it's over. Sam Burns just too much down the stretch, and he beats them all.
Sam Burns made a shocking return against Cameron Young during yesterday's WGC Dell Technologies final match play. After an intense match between Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy, Sam Burns finished the game with a 6-5 score, helping Burns seal his fifth win in the PGA Tour. And that's all for your sports.
Thanks, Ravina. That was Ravina Sagantiuk with sports. Planning to drive on the Trans-Canada Highway next month? Keep your eyes peeled for this Quebecer, who will bike about 5,600 kilometers across Canada to raise money for Ukraine, his homeland. 23-year-old Dari Krushtyuk will be flying to Vancouver on April 28th and will begin his trail there. He will then bike all the way to Lévis in Quebec, his current city. Derry says he's expecting to raise a dollar for each kilometer, but he's confident to hit at least $10,000 to help rebuild his country. The Ukrainian native moved here at 10 years old. It is now officially safe to take out the lighter coats and skinny jeans. Positives are consistent all week. Rain is expected to fall on Friday. Saturday will also get some downpour, but is predicted to see a high of 10 degrees. Sunshine on Sunday will break through the week-long cloudiness, but a low of -7 is forecasted, so maybe keep your scarf around. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I am Ines Rafay.